For us, with the Daily Dose for February 3rd, Exodus 17:15-16 says, Moses built an altar and called it, The Lord is my banner. He said, For hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation. Beside the fact that they attacked Israel at a time of weakness, what was so bad about the Amalekites that God would single them out for destruction? Genesis 36 tells us that Amalek was Esau's grandson through his son Eliphaz's Canaanite concubine, a formal declaration of being a paramour. Kind of silly, but that's the way they did things back then. He had lots of half-brothers, but Amalek seems to have become particularly rotten. Amalek's descendants appear to have been very accustomed to war and violence. Though the history of the Amalekites is somewhat sketchy, Balaam later called them first among the nations, indicating Amalek's prominence among the peoples opposed to Israel as it came into the Promised Land. They reflected and projected the worst of Canaanite society, even while they were descendants from Abraham. So God had set his everlasting curse on them. See Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 19. It's kind of a scary thought to have God resolutely opposed to you, isn't it? Amalek's name and all of his descendants were to be totally wiped out by Jacob's descendants. And though it took many generations to do so, it happened. There is no record of the descendants of Amalek outside of the biblical record beyond the days of David. What is God opposed to in our day? The proud, the arrogant, those who think they are righteous in their own eyes, the sinner who refuses to repent and believe in Jesus as Savior and Lord. There is a book in which are recorded the names of those destined for eternal life, those who have placed their faith in Christ on this side of eternity. There are other books in which are recorded the deeds of the arrogant and unbelieving. The destiny of those whose deeds are recorded in those books is the lake of fire, their names blotted out from under heaven. Does your spirit shudder at such a destiny? Or is the Lord your banner, your protector, against the great day of God's wrath? Thanks for joining me on this Daily Dose. We'll be back tomorrow. And if you would like a transcript of this Daily Dose podcast, then give me an email heads up and I'll send it to you that way.